A Guide to Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning for Disabled People. Episode 2. What are the benefits of community-based adult learning? How can you get started? What can you learn? And where can you do it? At Leeds Scotland, we think there are lots of benefits to doing community-based adult learning. Here are some of the responses our co-production team gave when asked this question in a focus group. It can be done at your own pace, not being rushed to do things. Relaxed, not formal. Not a competitive atmosphere. Can be done at any time when you function best. Can be done when I'm in the mood for it. Not the same pressure. Allows you to develop and learn at your own pace. Can stop for any reason. There's no pressure. Useful for people who don't respond well to traditional education, practical learning. One-to-one support can build confidence to move into group-based learning. Getting proper support. Getting support with funding applications and with my mental health. Support useful during lockdown, and it gives people greater choice, there being such a wide variety of resources and subjects to study. There are lots of different ways you can get started with community-based adult learning. If you're getting support from someone, for example, a social worker or support worker, they might be able to help you find local classes in your area. Another good place to start would be by looking online. Every council area or local authority in Scotland has a department providing some form of adult learning. This is often found under the heading Community Learning and Development or Adult Learning on a council's website. The easiest way to find learning opportunities in your council area is to do an internet search for the name of your council, for example, Highland Council, followed by adult learning, and see what results come up. There might be a program of courses you can book onto, or an email address or phone number of someone who works in adult learning you could contact to ask for more information. The WEA is a charity dedicated to bringing high-quality learning into the heart of communities. With the support of nearly 3,000 volunteers, 2,000 tutors, and over 10,000 members across the UK, they deliver friendly, accessible, and enjoyable courses for adults from all walks of life. You can search for courses by theme, subject, or outcome on the WEA website. That's www.myworldofwork.co.uk. You can also search for learning opportunities via the My World of Work website, www.myworldofwork.co.uk. In the Learn and Train section, you can search for free online courses as well under the Further and Higher Education Courses and Training search button. You could also try looking at the websites and social media of your local colleges, universities, libraries, and community centres to see if they're advertising any community-based adult learning opportunities. Another great way to get started is by word of mouth. Chat to your friends and family. Perhaps they've been involved in a community-based adult learning activity they loved, or know someone who has. You could also look out for posters and leaflets advertising courses in your local community venues and shops. In addition to your local council, there are many third sector organisations, charities and voluntary organisations that also provide community-based adult learning. If you know the names of any services in your area, you could check their website and social media pages, phone them up, or if they have a drop-in facility, you can go along and chat to someone to find out more. There are many different locations and venues available for you to learn. If you're accessing a council-run course, you'll likely be learning in a public venue like your local library, church hall, or community centre. Third sector organisations might also rent out rooms from community venues, or they may run courses from their own premises. Some colleges and universities also run community-based adult learning classes on their campuses, often in the evenings and at weekends, separate from their full and part-time courses of further and higher education. If you're learning a course remotely or via distance learning, this is just another way of describing the learning as online. You might log on to access learning materials in your own time, or you may be matched with a volunteer or with a tutor and meet them at specific times via online video conferencing tools like Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Lead Scotland has some services that will match you with a volunteer or a tutor, and they will meet you in a community venue online, and in some cases, COVID depending, they could even visit you at home. Have a look at Lead's website to find out more about where they offer community-based adult learning. That's www.lead.org.uk. You might be doing a practical course that takes place while you learn, for example, in a kitchen, learning cookery skills, or outside in the garden, learning horticultural skills. You might also be doing something called context-free learning, where you're developing a whole range of skills while you work or volunteer or carry out your daily activities. For example, Lead Scotland delivers a qualification called the Adult Achievement Award, which allows you to record and reflect on the skills you develop in different settings in your everyday life. For example, you might volunteer at a museum or a school or be an unpaid carer, so you can reflect on the learning you develop while carrying out your activities. In summary, you can basically learn anywhere. Through a community-based adult learning course, you can take your first step back into learning and just begin the process of getting out of the house, meeting new people, and building up your confidence. Community-based adult learning covers many different subjects and types of learning, both formal, learning which leads to a qualification, and informal. For example, you could do courses to improve your mental or physical well-being, or learn core skills like interpersonal skills, communication skills, or citizenship, or get support to access other learning opportunities or employment like volunteering, or learn new skills or brush up on existing ones, for example, reading, writing, and using digital technology. You could do short courses to meet your interests in particular areas like cooking, baking, upholstery, watercolor painting, crochet, driving theory, the list goes on. Or do general or work-related courses in areas such as care, retail, customer service, or office work, which might give you the qualifications needed to progress to further learning or as qualifications in their own right. You could do access courses, which are designed specifically for learners who need additional support and might include things like independent living skills, or take a course to learn how to better support your children and provide a foundation for making improvements in health for the whole family. Other types of learning include the Big Plus, which helps adults improve their reading, writing, and number skills. It's a free service that allows you to work with a tutor in places like libraries, community centres, or colleges. It's a flexible method of learning, and attendance can be suited around your individual needs. For more information, call the Big Plus helpline on 0800 917 8000 or go to the Big Plus website www.myworldofwork.co.uk and search Big Plus. If English isn't your first language and you want to improve your verbal and written skills, an English for Speakers of Other Languages ESOL course could help. These courses can be taken in many learning centres and colleges across Scotland. Do an online search for ESOL or EFL courses near you. This guide was co-produced by Lead Scotland and a group of disabled people who all have experience of accessing community-based adult learning. The guide was created as part of a project funded by the Scottish Government's A Right to Learn Fund as part of their recovery programme. Lead Scotland produces free online accessible guides for disabled people about post-school learning in Scotland, and this is our first guide dedicated to community-based adult learning. For more information on Lead Scotland, go to www.leadscotland.com. lead.org.uk. Thank you for listening.